world personal security. Jordan is now home to the first refugee camps in the world powered by renewable energy. The solar plant in Azraq refugee camp was inaugurated in May 2000, powered by renewable energy. The solar plant in Azraq refugee camp was inaugurated in May 2017, while the one in Za'atari camp opened in November 2017, while the one in Za'atari camp opened in November 2017. So both camps are using the solar system. We believe that a refugee crisis requires not just commitment, but follow through. So both camps are using the solar system. We believe that a refugee crisis requires not just commitment, but follow through. Any effective development-based longer-term solution will need to engage not just the host countries, but also donors, the private sector as well. Shortfall is funding, lack of participation with solution will need to engage not just the host countries, but also donors, the private sector as well. Shortfall is funding, lack of participation will undermine our shared goals. Since I come from a host country that's host our shared goals. Since I come from a host country that's hosting the largest refugee population in the world, we add that beside the Syrian thing, the largest refugee population in the world, we add that beside the Syrian refugees, we are hosting about 2.3 million Palestinian refugees. Also, we are hosting around 120,000 refugees from 57 countries, and those are registered with around 120,000 refugees from 57 countries, and those are registered with the UNHCR. I don't want to deviate from the subject, but I just want to add that help is needed with the UNHCR. I don't want to deviate from the subject, but I just want to add that help is needed. We all should look for the well-being of refugees. We want them to be needed. We all should look for the well-being of refugees. We want them to be safe and secure, and secure their return back to their countries. And we, as we stand from the beginning, safe and secure their return back to their countries. And we, as we stand from the beginning, we will not force any refugee to go back. Unless it's safe, voluntary return. We will not force any refugee to go back. Unless it's safe, voluntary return. And since we opened the border, Jabir Nasib, in October 2008, and since we opened the border, Jabir Nasib, in October 2018, out of the 1.36 million refugees, only 38,000 refugees. Out of the 1.36 million refugees, only 38,000 refugees went back. With this, with your permission, I have to go to another. Went back. With this, with your permission. I have to go to another session. Thank you very much, and I wish you success in your session. Thank you very much, and I wish you success in your session. Thank you. Thank you.
So thank you to both of the ambassadors who... So thank you to both of the ambassadors who will now be leaving us. And while we do our stage switch, I'm going to ask the other panelists to join me on stage and will now be leaving us. And while we do our stage switch, I'm going to ask the other panelists to join me on stage and we'll watch a short video about energy in displacement.
Percent of people in refugee camps have no access to electricity. Most camps rely on poorly maintained. 90% of people in refugee camps have no access to electricity. Most camps